Hey guys, hey, welcome and good, happy, wonderful middle of the week. It's Wednesday. Welcome to the Meta Mindshift Show. My name is Nicole Maxwell, also known as Technical, and some of y'all call me Metaverse Goddess. It depends on where we met. Regardless of where we met, if it's been within the last couple of years, you know that most of the times when I'm speaking, I'm talking about the metaverse. And so right now, I welcome you to the Meta Mindshift Show. This is a show that I created because I wanted people to have a space to kind of look at the progression of the metaverse over time. And for myself, purposefully, I just wanted to have a historical record of the things that I said, when I said them, how I said them, and be able to look back at that just for myself. So, you know, if you guys are interested in doing something similar, you can take advantage of a service that I offer. That service is actually called Max Distro. And I created that because I went through this whole process of setting up my own podcast and setting up a podcast for Blackverse, the metaverse community, setting up a series of different distribution spots for that. And man, it's a lot of work. So that is what I realized. And then I reached out and started creating Max Distro, eventually pulled in Mark Lee, and we ultimately co-founded that bad boy together. But man, it's a lot. It's a lot of work when you want to get a podcast. And here's the thing is that a lot of people don't even know that you just put yourself one place. So you think, oh, I'm just going to be a YouTube star. Somebody was giving out a statistic this week on kids, and they were saying that kids, like, the number one job they want is to be YouTube stars. First of all, what? Like, what is that? And second of all, if you are in YouTube, then that means that you may be seeing some of the rest of the world that is not on YouTube or is not even bothering to check YouTube anymore because they're all on TikTok or watching TV over on Roku or Hulu, or they don't even listen to TV or watch video anymore. They just go straight out to audio mode. So they're listening and absorbing things that way. My point is that you have an opportunity to maximize your message, and you can take that message with you. We created Max Distro so that you can maximize that message and get your voice out there. But anyway, so first of all, so this show is actually distributed by Max Distro. So thank you to Max Distro for all that we do there, and for all the people who are amazing that are in Max Distro. Y'all, this is the Meta Mind Shift Show. And here we come to talk about the metaverse and what it looks like to be decentralized and what it's going to look like as this thing continues to evolve over time. Some of the things that we do are hypothesis. So you're just kind of guessing at what it could look like. But that's the fun thing, is because right here, right now, as long as you're thinking about it, then you are among the many people who are starting to pioneer this space. You're starting to think differently. Last year, I ran a couple of things last year, specifically at this time. But last year in June, I ran the 30 Days of Metaverse. I will be doing that again this year. So get ready, because 30 days in June, every day you are going to create NFTs, and you are going to mint some things onto the blockchain, mint your thoughts and your feelings, your expressions about what you feel like the metaverse is, how it can evolve, where it can go, and the things that we can disrupt as a part of Web3 and the way that things work and why some stuff just ain't fair in the way that it is. So this show is the Meta Mind Shift Show, where we take a look at the metaverse and what it means to us as a people and how we can tap in. My name is Nicole Maxwell, and I'm an implementation consultant. I help people to get to the other side. So these days I decentralize things. So I am a decentralized innovator. I kind of realized that, and I'm like, yo, that's a perfect term. I'm going to go ahead and go with that. Cause you know, you put a label on yourself and then, like, all of a sudden you're introducing yourself and people don't know, hey, oh, well, she used to be the director of this, or, oh, you know, I'm not just this one thing. Like, I don't fit in a box. I have never fit in a box. I do way too many things to have them fit inside of one box. That is not me. I don't fit in a box or in a specific lane either. I put my feelers out into everything. And that's actually what an implementation consultant is, a good one anyway. An implementation consultant is well-versed in a lot of different things, and they tap in however they are needed in that moment. Never, ever will you find me being present in a project and not offering my skills and expertise in something that I do. So I think that that is, there's a price for it, some of that, but there is absolutely, you know, I won't be the one to sit silently by watching other folks do all the work and drive themselves insane doing it. We have to care for our health as we're entering the metaverse, as we are starting to decentralize things. I've been hit by health issues. I have seen others who have been affected by health issues right underneath our very noses, and we don't even know it. It is important that we take care. So yesterday, so today is March 1st. So before I say anything that else I was getting ready to say, let's just sit with that. Y'all, it is March 1st. That means Pisces, y'all, we are in season. It is our time. I have 16 days until my birthday. I am excited. Y'all, green is my thing for a reason. I am a baby of St. Patrick's Day, the day before St. Patrick's Day. So I tend to be on that lighter shade of green. But we are in a space right now where it's my time, and I'm going to claim all of it. Because last year I was busy doing other folks' things. I didn't get credit for any of that. And I didn't get anything out of that experience. There was nothing for me other than the fact that I got to honor some amazing women. And so I will never regret that because of that specific reason. But everything else I could have done without. I think that there is an opportunity right now that I am very, very excited to share with you. So stay tapped in. And I will be sharing some really cool stuff with you here in a few minutes. But back to what I was saying. So yesterday we closed the door on Black History Month. And so, you know, there's lots of different opinions about Black History Month as we're talking about the metaverse. We're in a space right now where Black history moves, or history moves daily. I mean, it's always like that, but like you kind of, you know, I think we get to a point in time where history is for other people and we don't think of ourselves as history. Let me tell you something. I made history. I am a Black woman. I made history multiple times over the last several years. And sometimes I voice what that history is and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just settle with it. Sometimes I mint it on the blockchain. Most times I just mint it on the blockchain. But there was a time last month, but last month in February of 2023 that we made history, and I made history right here on this show. And so it is important to know that when you make history, you should probably recognize that you made some history and do something about it. So what I did here on the show a couple weeks ago, we were here and I had two gentlemen with me from the Funkin' Future Festival takeover, because we were going to have the Funkin' Future concert. And unfortunately, that event had to be canceled due to problems with the facility. But the two guys that were here were Tony Cam, who is absolutely amazing, and Zach Robertson. And we were sitting here having great conversation. And I reached out to ChatGPT. And ChatGPT is AI that is taking the world by storm. If you did not know it, it is happening. It is happening regularly. And so every day there's new, somebody is developing something new with ChatGPT. There's a lot to do with it. And there's also a lot to learn. So if you need help with that, you can also reach out to me. But we were here on the show. And here on the show, we actually created a song. And so I am the owner of that song, and I am sharing credit with both Zach and Tony. I minted that song on the blockchain because that's what I wanted to do before making this announcement. But yeah, it was history that was made. And so, you know, I made history, y'all, because it was the first funk song generated, lyrics generated by AI and minted on the blockchain. And so I'm pretty confident in that, that I don't think anybody else was doing that. And if you are, let me know so I can start saying I'm one of the first to do that. But I will also add then that it was recorded. So that'll be the thing that separates me from anybody else. I don't think anybody else was sitting there recording that experience, but I did. So we recorded that. And I turned it into an NFT, so that means it is on the blockchain. I'm storing it in decentralized storage, so that also means that it is a part of the Web3 space that we know and love. And that is the kind of thing that we can do that helps us to create some permanency in this world and to establish the correct rights, the correct ownership, and the correct permissions or usage rights as things go forward. So, you know, I am definitely a consultant. I help people to understand what NFTs are, as well as how to apply them to your business and how to apply them to your use case, whatever that use case is. As an implementation consultant, I pretty much got you covered no matter what it is. I can tap in and help you to kind of discover what it is that you can do with AI, with NFTs, with the metaverse, and really the metaverse, right? Like, so the end game is the metaverse, but NFTs and AI are ways that people are getting to the metaverse, because all these things are going to be a part of the technology as we experience it going forward. The metaverse is the experience of the internet. The next experience of the internet that we're all going to have and share. And so it is to my joy and absolute utter delight that I have some really cool stuff coming up. So the first of them that is coming up on, do I even have this on here? It is coming up on no, I don't. It's coming up on the 20th. Of March, and that is the I did the whole thing and I didn't even do it. Sometimes you just get mad at yourself because you forget that you did or did not do something. So I thought I downloaded this and I did not. But I have a Spring Break Fest coming up. So Spring Break in the Metaverse. It is a course that you are going to be able to take with me 6 days, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 days where you are going to be able to join me in learning and discovering AI, NFTs, generative art, and the metaverse, and the blockchain, and Web3, and putting all that together into an experience that you're going to create and call your own. And so those tickets are available. I'm going to put this, I'm going to put out a little note here, but you're going to be able to join me at technicole.com, technicole.com /spring. And so that is Spring Break in the Metaverse with me. You're going to be able to join me there and pop in. And we are going to roll on over and figure everything out. And you guys can hang out with me and ask questions. And that's really the difference, right? Like, this is not a recorded session, like something that's pre-recorded. Like, this is me live. So you get access to me to ask questions. I explain things in very plain language. I relate it to you and to what your circumstance or situation is, and help you to understand the technology. And so that's the thing. Like, my business is all created around the idea that you can be technically savvy in the metaverse. And so, you know, whether that's using tools of today or tools of tomorrow, I help people to understand what it is and what it can mean for you and for your business or your entrepreneurship, your hobby, whatever, or just you as an individual. Okay. That is what technical consulting is and technical consulting does. Now, I have a whole lot of other initiatives that I do too. So it's not, that is not the only thing. That is my consultancy. And so Spring Break in the Metaverse is coming up the 20th through the 25th. So that is 6 days. Again, 6 days that you're going to be able to hang out with me. And also, right after that, we have the Black Women of Metaverse inaugural virtual luncheon. And so that I am extremely excited about. I started this idea back in June. last year. And so I have been kind of sitting on it, and it's definitely a part of Black Multiverse Enterprise. But I you know, other things were coming up, and it's like, I don't have time. I don't want to just do something. Like, I want to like really flesh this out. So it is time. We are building and establishing the Black Women of Metaverse community. This is our first adventure, and we are giving away innovation awards. And so if you are a Black woman of Metaverse, then you know that you build, you create, you organize, and you onboard. Those are the things that we do. And it is different from Web3. Not that it's apart from Web3, but the women who build and create and talk and discuss the metaverse are talking about the experience of the metaverse. We are incorporating things like the blockchain and Web3 into what we do, but you're building the future in this space. And so there are spaces for the technology of the metaverse. There are spaces for the functionality of the metaverse. So Web3 NFTs, all of that is a part of what we're doing. But we have to know the end-to-end experience. We have to be able to showcase and tell and help you to understand what that experience looks like and can look like, and what your options are and how you can do certain things. And so that is what I do as a consultant. I've been doing that for over 2 years. And I've been an implementation consultant for almost 20 years though, y'all. Oof, I'm old. But that's all right, I'm better. But it is really cool to be able to say, you know what? This is history happening right now. So that leads me right into this next piece, which is welcome, y'all. Welcome to Women's History Month. It is March. March is many, 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 many things. One, it is the birthplace of Nicole Maxwell. But two, it is also the best time of the year for women. It is Women's History Month. And so, you guys, it is all about women and women and innovation right now. Like, this is our time. We are taking over. And I love it. There's so many cool things and cool spaces that are created for women. Black Women of Metaverse is one of them. Black Women of Metaverse is coming up. Again, you can get your tickets. If you are not a Black Woman of Metaverse, you want to support, or you don't build for the Metaverse, you are in Web3 and you want to support, you can go to blackwomenofmetaverse.com/tickets and buy your tickets there. That will lead you directly to the Eventbrite that is out there. Tickets are $99 to support this event. That also gets you access to the community. This event is establishing the community. That's what this is about. And so all of the women who are going to be honored for their contributions into building the metaverse are getting in free, first of all, but all the women who are going to be honored for this are women who have been building for the metaverse. And so I'm not talking about you have an NFT collection that did really, really well. That is absolutely a part of the future, but that's not this. This is a specific space for women of the metaverse, because media got it wrong, y'all. They have been giving everybody under the sun credit for being the metaverse. And, you know, when you look at the big picture of things, yes, everybody is of the metaverse. So it's kind of hard to say that, but there are a very specific group of women who are out here building things. And today, I said this last week, but I lumped it in and I didn't really mean to do that. So let me just pause and give honor where it is due. CR Capers. Harlem Film Fest, she is absolutely amazing. And so she has built and built and built. And I feel like she does not get enough credit for what she has done, because what she has done is monumental. But I want to do that. Like, that is what is important to me, is honoring people who have been here. We have been here. We have been talking about the metaverse. We have been helping other people to understand what the metaverse is. And we have been continually and consistently building out for that. And so it is important that women like CR have an honor that is established specifically for them. Because yeah, you get it from other places, but to be honored as a Black woman of Metaverse and be one of the founding members of this community is something special, I guarantee you. Because this one I have had really close to my heart this whole time, but I am extremely, extremely excited that we are here. We're just 25 more days and we're going to be doing that because today's the first. You had 25. That puts us at March 26th. That is when the Black Women of Metaverse event is happening. The virtual luncheon is happening March 26th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it is brought to you by Black Multiverse Enterprises and Max Distro. And so, you know, those were the things that I really, really, really wanted to make sure happened. So that is happening. So two things. So one, Spring Break in the Metaverse with me. You can register for that, put your kids in that course, put your young adults in that course, and then you can also come yourself because, yeah, it's just that important. Everybody needs to understand the stuff so that you understand it at least at a baseline, get to the point where you can decide. And, you know, if you decide at the outset of it that you don't want to tap in, that's your business. But at least you knew enough to make that decision. That's what's really important. And then following that, we have the Black Women of Metaverse, which is coming on Sunday, March 26th, 2023. And before any of that, we have my favorite day of the whole entire doggone year besides Jesus' birthday. And that is Nicole's birthday. So my birthday is March 16th. My Cash App is Technicole, T-E-C-H-N-I-K-O-L-E. You can also hit me up at technicole.eth. Any of those will get to you. And if you ever get lost, all you got to do is hit me up at techniverse.io. So I'm kicking some stuff off this year. Spring Break in the Metaverse, that is the other community that I'm launching. That is the community that is going to be dedicated to the exploration of the metaverse and the mind shifting, right? So we've talked a bit about this all last year. I said the metaverse and the meta mind shift community was coming. That is being rolled into Techniverse. One, because that name is hot. Two, because meta is sullied. And I don't want people thinking this is just specific to meta. It's not. It's the metaverse. And so Techniverse is a beginner-friendly community of people who can tap in and explore the metaverse and utilize each other. And so I have some amazing things planned for that. And we're going to keep that in my back pocket because we know my thieves are out here listening. They like to steal up all my ideas and then take them as if they were their own. Hence why I'm recording the whole thing. Anyway, if y'all know the history, then go back and read some stuff, but you can listen to the audio on that. But, you know, those are the things that are happening. And so if I'm one person, I'm one individual, and that's not even the half of what I'm doing or what I've done this year. If you are looking at me as an individual and you're seeing, well, dang, Nicole, you just did, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, that's just me. There are others here. There are thousands who are waking up to the possibility of the metaverse. There are, in the last 2 years, it has gone from being, this is what the metaverse is, to, oh, which metaverse are you in? Which world? Do you have da 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 da? And can I get your, do you have that wearable yet? So the wearables aren't possible. When we first started having these conversations, wearables are 5 years out. Oh, okay. Well, now we have wearables and it's 6 months later. So that's how fast the space is moving. And so when you think about that, as I just said, I'm just one person. So if everybody on this side of the world is moving at that speed, what does that mean for you if you don't even know what I'm talking about? That means that you are running the risk, instead of you being a first early adopter, a pioneer, a mover and a shaker in your industry, you are officially about to be behind the times. Now, I'm not going to say it yet, but soon I will be saying you are behind the times. You are not able to be the first of anything. But you know, we have a lot of opportunity. And so that won't be true for a very long time, right? Like there are people here and they're building. And that's what's important for you to know, is that we don't want you to be left out or left behind. We want you to understand what this stuff is so you can figure out for yourself what it means to have what we call self-sovereignty, what it means to be able to be empowered and not need to ask permission of anybody or anything else to do what you need to do and to engage with other people without having to give up your whole identity. We talked about what Facebook did last week, which was their Instagram platform. And yes, I did say it like that. Facebook's Instagram platform rolled out the idea of protecting you for $14.95 a month or whatever the pricing was. I could be wrong on the amount, but we're going to protect your privacy and your identity if you pay us every single month to do it. I have such a problem with that. Like, as somebody who has been repeatedly cloned on Instagram, and I'm somebody who's gone through all the iterations of trying to figure out, like, how do I do this? Gives Facebook my ID so that they can prevent anyone else from cloning me, only to turn around a week later and be cloned again. Like, those are problems that we have in our regular worlds that are being disrupted with the power of Web3. Web3, in case you don't know, is decentralization. Decentralization of data, of information, of things. It's being disrupted. And by disrupted, I mean that it is moving from all the big FANG companies or all these big companies owning up all your data and selling off all your data to the highest bidder. It is moving to a space where you as an individual are going to be empowered. I love that word. It's going to be empowered to do that yourself. So you can be the one recouping the rewards for selling your data to somebody if you want to. Last week, man, if you guys didn't see last week's show, you absolutely have to go watch it. Last week's show was all about the metaverse and privacy. And we literally read an article where there was a study done over at, I want to say it was University of Berkeley, that says basically that when you're wearing your VR headset and you have it on for 2 seconds and you move for 2 seconds, they can identify you. It's better than a fingerprint, right? So if those kinds of things can be done, and if we don't do something, right? Like, so if those kinds of things can be done, if people can identify you within 2 seconds, and we don't change the fact that people can also break into the data stores or the databases for all of these big companies and harvest our data, or these big companies can sell our data, if that doesn't change and we move into a space where everything is interoperable and interconnected, imagine what that means for the idea of your privacy or the idea of your identity, which we all cherish on some level, because it identifies who we are. I love the decentralized world of Web3. I love the idea of utilizing my wallet and only having to validate one time who I am. I am going to skip ahead in my little plan for the day, and I'm going to say thank you. Because first of all, thank you to the EE Testing Center, Bert Rell. Thank you. He is an amazing person who did an amazing thing. And now I'm going to switch over and talk about domains. Unstoppable domains, I have a new appreciation for them. I've always had an appreciation for them because I thought what they did was different. And it really fit within the world of Web3, the decentralized world of Web3. ENS domains gets a lot of credit because ENS domains, and when I'm talking about domains, for anybody who doesn't understand, a domain is your URL, your address, where your digital home is located. So you have a website address. That is your domain. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so ENS, Ethereum Name Service, is a provider of domains. So for anybody who doesn't understand, ENS replaces .com. I'm sorry, .eth replaces .com. So I can have technical.eth instead of technical.com. I actually do own both of those. What ENS Domains is a decentralized domain name provider, right? And so they provide you with access to something. But that is a rented service. So that is not different than what we deal with in the .coms. Because when you own a .com, you're renting that. You rent it for a period of time, whatever period of time it is that you pay for. So if you pay for a year, you own it for a year. If you pay for 3 years, you own it for 3 years, so on and so forth, up to like 10 years, I want to say. Maybe further than that, but still, it's a rented service. And so ENS Domains is not different than that. Your .eth domain expires. So first of all, if you have one, make sure that you know when your expiration date is. That is my message to you today. Second of all, if you don't have one, go get one because that is what all the cool kids on Ethereum do. But you're going to have to get more because there's also Tezos, there's also Solana, there's also Cardano, ADA, ADA. There's also Polygon the other P. I always forget that one. It's Polkadot. There's all sorts of other ones. There is Multiverse X, which we were going to talk about today. I'm so excited about this. But you have all these other domain name services. So again, those are replacements for .com. So it's the way that Web3 operates on that operates websites, right? Unstoppable Domains is different. And they have been different, and I have loved the fact that they were different because I like things that are different. They were different from day one. And they came out and said, no, that's more of the same. We are not the same. We are decentralized. We are truly Web3. We empower through ownership, not rentership. So let's empower the world. And they came out and said, boom, have some Web3 domains that are actually yours forever when you buy them. They are minted on the blockchain. They are yours forever when you buy them. Now, having lost some domains that I absolutely love, I can tell you that the value behind owning a domain forever is critical. It is something that everybody on this planet needs to be educated about and understand and love. I have always been a fan of Unstoppable Domains. You should be a fan of Unstoppable Domains too. I don't care what that dot extension is. You can get a dot NFT. You can get a dot blockchain. I'm also at technical.blockchain. But make sure that you get at least one so that you have a domain, a place to park your digital home whenever the hell you want to. So you don't have to ask permission. It's not censorable. You have the ability to put whatever you want to out there that represents you, that you want out into the world on your Unstoppable Domain. So I do have affiliate links and have always had them in the description of my videos. So here on MetaMindShift channel, if you're watching on YouTube or if you're watching over on Spotify or anywhere that it's distributed to through Max Distro, you can absolutely tap into the links that I have there and gain some really cool stuff as a discount through my affiliate links. And so they are affiliate links. Yeah, I get kickback, but yeah, I'm giving you something that's better, which is owning a domain forever, because I would do that even if I didn't get anything for it. So it's nominal. It's not even a whole lot. So let's catch up with what's been going on in Web3 and in the metaverse this last week. Let's take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what's been going on in Web3. So what's up in Web3 and what do you need to know? So we're going to go to a sponsor of ours. And when we come back, We're going to talk about the news this week in Web3. What'd you miss? Welcome back. That is our sponsor. That is one of our sponsors. That is Artsy MBR. That is my girl, Artsy, who is also on the board of directors for Black Multiverse Enterprises. But she is a treasure to this whole entire metaverse. She's definitely a Black woman of metaverse, and I cannot wait to be able to honor her for all of her contributions to exposing people to the metaverse and the reality of the metaverse. So, as we are looking at what March is, I'm back to March, y'all. I started talking, I got sidetracked with some decentralization. So as we are talking about the metaverse, it's March. And so I've been excited. I got sidetracked on my birthday. But one other thing that is happening this month, two other things that are happening this month, it is important that people know about these two things, so pay attention. One of them is Endometriosis Awareness Month. I am personally a sufferer of endometriosis, and it has kicked my butt more times than many on a regular and consistent basis all of my adult life. However, I am a survivor and I am surviving with that bad boy every single day of my life. And so we need to bring awareness to endometriosis. So March, I am grateful to say, is Endometriosis Awareness Month. I remember when there was none of this, but now the masses are being informed. You're hearing the words endometriosis. You're hearing that term more and more and more. People actually know what it is when you talk about it now, and it's not as taboo, but it's taboo still, I guarantee you. Last year, I created a metaverse experience in Spatial for endometriosis, and I also created an NFT project called She Shamrocks. I am going to extend that NFT project into this year, and we're going to create some really cool stuff with AI. A portion of those proceeds will go to charity, to the Endometriosis Awareness Foundation. And we are going to make sure that people know that this is happening in advance this year, because I did it really late last year. So I am going to try to get that up and running here by next week so y'all can see the She Shamrocks. If you are on OpenSea and you know that, you can go over to OpenSea.io. There is a She Shamrock collection there. None of them are on sale right now, but I guarantee you by this time next week, they will be. So make sure that you get yours before St. Patrick's Day so that you can rep your favorite PFP. All right. Also, another cause that I am very, 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 very adamantly promoting, that is Traumatic Brain Injury Awareness Month. It is TBI Awareness Month. Traumatic brain injury. If you are a follower of Max Distro, then you know that we have started distributing Erica Renee Walker and TBI Uncovered. That is a show that lets you tap in to what survivors are dealing with their traumatic brain injury, and also has some really great conversation about just the process for healing and motivation through to get you through your injury, because we want to see a whole lot of survivors on the other side. We do not want people to be succumbed to their own heads and what is happening in their head. So, you know, I deal with some stuff myself. I don't have a TBI specifically, but I do have some other stuff going on. So I understand what it is like when you can't do certain things. So we support all that stuff. It is a wonderful month, this March. It is. I'm happy to be born in it. And also there's St. Patrick's Day, so there's going to be green all over the place. It's exciting. Okay. So let's get back to the metaverse, y'all. So all those things are things that are going to show up in the metaverse. I just told you that I built and created a whole entire, I created a whole entire metaverse experience for endometriosis to draw awareness to Endometriosis Month and to help people discover what it is. That's over in Spatial. You can check it out there. And also, I was dealing with endometriosis at the time, so I want to say that I didn't even finish like the very last. There's like a corner of it that's not finished, but that's because I literally couldn't move. It was terrible. But anyway, let's get to this week in Web3. What's happening? What has happened? And did we find any cases for decentralization this week? I don't think we have any cases yet, but I do want to say that we have a whole lot of really cool stuff. So I'm going to start off with some kinky things. Playboy is launching its Meta Mansion in the metaverse this year. They're going to toss their mansion over into Sandbox. And so I think that that's an interesting choice. I think it's a very odd choice for what they're doing. You would think it would end up in somewhere like Decentraland. Decentraland probably said no. Sandbox was like, yo, yeah, bring it over here. So you're going to have lots of little Playboy bunnies over in the mansion in Sandbox. So tap into that if that is your flavor of things that you like to tap. I think that that's actually kind of funny. The other story that we have is that there is, where did it go? There was a whole, Japan's metaverse is developing a economic zone. So this is how big the metaverse is abroad. So right now, that's the one story I want to get to too. Right now we have Japan saying that they are developing a metaverse economic zone as an ecosystem that will ultimately result from the interoperability between different metaverse services and platforms available to consumers in Japan. Someone there may not know how the metaverse works, but maybe they do. Maybe they're just going to give everybody wallets and have them token gated in their metaverses. I don't know. But Japanese companies are currently working towards doing this, and that is Fujitsu, Mitsubishi, and TBT Lab, amongst a few others. And so their prime minister is recognized that decentralized autonomous organizations and non-fungible tokens are a way to support the government's cool Japan strategy. What? We don't have a cool US strategy. Anyway, avatars, yo, get ready because it's coming. It's coming again. And that is Metaverse Fashion Week is coming to Decentraland once again. If you've been following me for a long time, you know that I showcased this last year at the Futuristic Fridays at the IWB conference that I put on last year, that I was the executive producer for all 31 days of that event. And it's that time again. And so here we are again. Decentraland is hosting its second Metaverse Fashion Week. The event is going to include Dolce & Gabbana and Tommy Hilfiger, along with Coach and Adidas. So wearables are hitting the metaverse once again, and these are wearables, the kind that your avatar wears, not the kind that you wear, because those are different. Saks is entering the metaverse as its first metaverse store is being used to promote its collection. The men's underwear brand, not Saks Fifth Avenue, the men's underwear brand Saks is launching its first metaverse shopping experience in partnership with Imperia. And if you don't know this name, it's S-A-X-X. Saks is a hosting group, a third-party testing facility in Germany used to measure the performance of underwear. So it's a Canadian company, y'all. All right. I want to share this. And so this article is a list of countries that love metaverse the most. Who loves the metaverse the most? Is it you? Is it me? Is it we? I don't know. But apparently CoinDesk does. I think this is, no, Cointelegraph does. Sorry. So on February 9th, they put out a list of company or of countries that love the metaverse. And so right now we can strongly say that Vietnam is at a 56.8% approval rating, followed by the Philippines, followed by Ukraine, followed by Nigeria. Let's go. Indonesia. While the places that hate the metaverse the most, surprise, surprise, Ireland, Denmark, New Zealand, that actually is kind of surprising to me, the United States and Canada. And so if you look at this, what does this mean to us? Well, America, when I talked earlier about us having an opportunity, we've got a 12% of people that are negatively tweeting about the metaverse here. And so that means that there's a 12% chance that your first interaction or experience with the metaverse is going to be one of these negative tweets if you're on Twitter. And that tweet is going to be promoted and discussed and dialogued and talked about negatively. And I'm not sure how they garnered a negative tweet versus a positive tweet, but it's happening. That also means that if you are in business and trying to do business, that your best bet, unfortunately, is not here in the United States of America. And so again, if you have an implementation consultant, your implementation consultant, or your metaverse consultant, or your NFT consultant, whatever, they may not be connected abroad. And so if they're not connected abroad, guess what that means for you? That means that you are missing out and only being provided with the insight that we have here in the United States. So the rest of the world has woken up. It is America that is struggling on that bus right over there. I would say North America, because Canada is right there with us. I don't understand that. And I'm sure that somehow these numbers are skewed because obviously there would be more tweets in the United States and Canada, I would think, but maybe not. Who knows? Twitter is a global company, so it's possible. Anything is possible. But anyway, so I wanted to share that with y'all. we are about to head out of here. And we need 2 minutes for that Black Multiverse commercial. However, Multiverse X Labs is launching its X portal for AI avatars, Web3, and the metaverse. I have been cruising through Multiverse X for a while now. I'm really, really excited. First of all, because I am CEO of Black Multiverse, and I'm always looking for things that resonate with the brand. And Multiverse X is absolutely one of those things. But it is a whole entire ecosystem. So think about Ethereum and how you have dApps on Ethereum. You have the blockchain Ethereum. You have the cryptocurrency Ethereum. They've done that again. But this is their goal, is to be literally a multiverse, which is why I have the multiverse. Because as you know, I was the co-founder of Black Metaverse. But we are bigger than just the metaverse. We are going to be everywhere. We're not going to be just in one place. It's everywhere. And so that's why Blackverse cut out Meta. I don't want to deal with it. We cut that all the way out and is under the umbrella of Black Multiverse, which is also where Black Women of Metaverse is calling home. And so, you know, we have a lot of great things coming up. I have a lot of great things coming up. I keep saying we because we're all in this together, right? Wagney. and I did not show my screen. I'm so sorry. Let me show you the chart real quick. So this is the chart that I was showing. The chart shows you it shows you the statistic there. So the love the most is on the left and hate the most is on the right. And that is who loves the most, who loves the metaverse the most and who doesn't. So that is what that was. Sorry, I meant to showcase that better. My bad. also, guys, we have some digital twin news. So we all know what our digital twins are. Digital twins are how we are going to interact inside of the metaverse. So our avatar shows up for us. Apple is jumping on board, and there's a lot of things happening around your digital twin. Your digital twin, it is important that you know that it ain't a new concept. We've been dealing with digital twins for a very long time. So anybody who's been in the metaverse or in a virtual game, you know that we have had access to things like characters in games and MMORPGs that walked around in these virtual worlds for us, that did tasks and chores and had all sorts of duties inside of a world. And now we're seeing the convergence of that with our real world. And so that's really what the metaverse is. There's a lot of similarities between MMORPGs, which is a game, a type of game, and the metaverse as it's being created, including gamification. So if you know what gamification is, microtransactions, gachapons, if you are aware of kind of how these things operate, in-game currency, in-game names. I've started terming technical, which is TECHNIKOLE. That is my in-metaverse name. So if you ever need to reach me, that's how you're going to find me, is at technical, right? On Twitter, it's I am technical, but that is how you connect with me. Just like, you know, historically, I've also had a in-game name, which I'm not ready to marry those two things together yet. So they're separate. That was the other story I wanted to talk about. So cars in the metaverse. So we are starting to see cars show up in the metaverse. You're going to be able to drive your very own Kia or Fiat in the metaverse. Take it for a cruise in a virtual space. See if you like the car, see if you like the interior, switch out the interior. Like, think about all these kind of tasks that you can do without having to go into a dealership to do them. You can see, you know, what happens if I, you know, hit a flagpole going 60 miles an hour in a car. And the computer can actually create those types of experiences for you, so you don't actually have to live that. Because who wants to live that just to see what happens? Nobody. That's what we have crash test dummies for. But those are the kinds of things that happen in the metaverse. And so you won't have to do that anymore. But yeah, so you're going to be able to get a Kia. That ain't my S5, but it's a Kia. So you're going to be able to like hang out with Kias or whatever. So we talked about Unstoppable Domains. It is March 1st. And so what that means is that we have exactly 9 more days after today before we can all be very pissed off with Microsoft because they are shutting down alt space. So anybody who's listening to the sound of my voice, if you did not know, Microsoft has chosen to decommission alt space and they are calling it a sunsetting. This is not something that I have not warned about, but you know, if you happen to set up shop there, if you happen to have your home there, if you have a business there, it is time to make sure that you are moved to the other side. There is a platform called Spatial. There are numerous other platforms. Like, please don't let people tell you there's like 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 different platforms. There are hundreds of virtual platforms. You just have to find the one that fits with you and the community that you have kind of created for yourself, or one that you want to try to jump into. It's a perfect time to find a new community. Or to do something new and, you know, take a minute and go explore. That is why communities like Techniverse and the Black Women of Metaverse are going to be essential, so that you can stay connected to all the cool stuff that is going on and where people are going and how people are finding their own space in their own way. So don't forget, tap in for spring break. That is going to be at technical.com/springbreak. And you are also, or I'm sorry, /spring. I'll go make sure that I update spring break too, just in case you go there, it'll go to the same space. And then also you're going to be able to go to Black Women of Metaverse and get some tickets to go to the Black Women of Metaverse, very first of its kind, historical, inaugural luncheon that is virtual in the metaverse and for the metaverse. So it is time for us to head up out of here. We're a little bit over, oopsie, but we got to give our sponsors their due. So I also want to say thank you to Max Distro I want to say thank you to the EE Testing Center. I want to say thank you to George Grant and to Mark Lee, as well as to Black Multiverse Enterprises and all of our other sponsors, people who have rocked with us, the Funkin' Future Foundation, that's coming. I also want to say thank you to just everybody. So my board of directors for Black Multiverse Enterprises, thank you so much for hanging in there with me and for thinking about the future and for being ready to dive in, because here we go. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Thank you for watching. I appreciate everybody. Take care. Share it with a friend.